Penguin Random House Audio presents The Holdout by Graham Moore. Read for you by Abby Craden. Chapter 1. 10 years in L.A. Now. Maya Seal removed two photographs from her briefcase. She held them face in against her skirt. This thing was all going to come down to timing.
Miss Seal, came the judge's voice, impatient. We're waiting.
Belen Vasquez, Maya's client, had suffered terrible abuse at the hands of her husband, Elian. There were extensive ER records to prove it. One morning, a few months back, Belen had snapped. She'd stabbed her husband while he was sleeping, and then cut off his head with a pair of garden shears. Then she'd driven around for an entire day in her green Hyundai Elantra, with the severed head mounted on the dash. Either nobody noticed, or nobody wanted to get involved. Eventually, a cop had pulled her over for running a light, and she'd managed to stuff the head in the glove compartment. The good news, from Maya's perspective, was that the prosecution had only one piece of solid physical evidence to use against Belen. The bad news was that the evidence was a head.
I'm ready, Your Honor.
Maya placed a reassuring hand on her client's shoulder. Then she walked slowly to the witness box, where Officer Jason Shaw sat waiting, his Distinguished Service Medal displayed prominently on the lapel of his blue LAPD uniform. Officer Shaw, she said, what happened when you pulled over Mrs. Vasquez's car?
Well, ma'am, like I was saying, my partner remained behind Mrs. Vasquez's.